Hi there, and welcome to Here's a Thought, the blogcast for people who overthink. I'm your host, Jan M. Flynn, and if you sometimes catch yourself overthinking, trust me, you and I are in the same tribe. So I understand that sometimes you need a break from the voices in your head. So once a week, I invite you to listen to the ones in mine. Speaking of voices in your head, I'm sincerely interested in yours. I would love it if you'd reach out to me with a comment and or a suggestion for a topic that you'd like to hear overthought on an upcoming episode. You can email me at heresathought8@gmail.com or contact me via my website at janmflynn.net or DM me on Twitter at @janmflynnauthor. All those links are in the show notes, and I promise never to share your contact info. So it's a short episode this week because I have to go make a lot of dog cookies. I'll explain. I have some good news. And you know what? It's fun to share good news. A new Chicken Soup for the Soul book has just gone on sale, Chicken Soup for the Soul, Lessons Learned from My Dog. And I'm doggone excited to announce that two of my stories are in it. Now, unless you've been living under a rock for 30 years, you've seen and probably read at least one of the 250-plus Chicken Soup for the Soul books that have been published since the first one was released in 1993. Started by motivational speakers Jack Canfield and Mark Victor Hansen, in response to demand from their audiences, the Chicken Soup for the Soul concept was based on the idea that people can help one another just by sharing their stories. So they put together 101 of their favorite true life tales that they'd gathered and put them in a book. It sold like hotcakes, and a franchise was born. These days, in addition to books, the Chicken Soup for the Soul brand has now expanded into online forums, apps, a YouTube channel, TV, film, and pet foods. It's one of those all-American feel-good success stories, and I'm happy to be along for the ride, because who of us can't use some feel-good these days? And after all, what's more guaranteed to lift the spirits or pluck the heartstrings than a good, real-life dog story? How about 101 real-life dog stories? And did I mention that two of the stories in the book are ones I've written? In keeping with the Chicken Soup for the Soul guidelines, both stories are accounts of real-life experiences I've had with beloved dogs. Both of these dogs have since gone on to that great dog park in the sky. Dylan, many years ago, that gentlemanly golden retriever who was so eager to please that he not only brought me the newspaper, but all the neighbors' newspapers as well. And Molly, who coached me out of many a funk, and for whom my husband and I still grieve, we had to bid her a final goodbye 4 months ago. I've checked out the other 99 stories in the collection, and they're all either funny, heartwarming, inspiring, or some combination thereof. Many of them will make a dog lover's eyes misty, so I recommend having a hanky nearby. But it'll be feel-good mist, I promise. And maybe the best part is, the stories are all true. No shaggy dog stories here, although some of the dogs portrayed are confirmed furballs. For a writer, having work published by a major publishing house, in this case Simon & Schuster, is a lovely affirmation. And being in an anthology is kind of like singing in a chorus rather than performing solo. You get to share the spotlight as well as the creative energy of all those voices. It's nice. And better yet, all proceeds from this book go to American Humane. Yes, the authors get paid for their work up front. Another very nice thing that Chicken Soup for the Soul does. So, my promoting the book is because I think you should read it, not because it'll make me more money. Find it at the library, or buy a copy for yourself. Give a copy to your dog-loving friends. Keep a copy in your spare bedroom for guests. Another one on your nightstand for those times you can't sleep and need something soothing and life-affirming to read. Every copy sold helps support American Humane, an organization that's pretty much like the Red Cross for animals. You know those end credits you see on movies that assure you that no animals were harmed during the production of the film? That's American Humane. Besides overseeing the welfare of animals on movie and TV sets, They run broad-based farm and conservation animal welfare certification programs and conduct rapid response rescue and care for animals across the country. As their website says, American Humane sets the gold standard as the most visionary and effective animal welfare organization in the nation. So, not only am I happy to be in this book, I'm happy to promote it. And I'm doing my level best, including a live interview today at noon, Mountain Time, on Boise State Public Radio's Idaho Matters. And I'm doing book signings. If you happen to be in Southern Idaho this week, here's something to add to your calendar. I'll be signing copies and giving out homemade dog treats, that's why I have to go make them, at our beloved independent bookstore, Rediscovered Books. I'll be at their downtown Boise location at 180 North 8th Street on Thursday, January 26th from 4 to 5:30 p.m. and at their downtown Caldwell store at 802 Arthur Street on Saturday, the 28th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. If you're in the area, by all means stop by and say hi and snag a dog cookie for your pooch. As a friend of mine says, life is better with a dog. I have lived a respectable number of years by now, and many of them have been enriched by sharing them with dogs. So, I agree with my friend. While my husband and I are still dog bereft, still tiptoeing around a Molly-shaped absence in our house that even our cat Bandit can't fill, try as he might, we operate with the faith that when the time is right, another dog will appear in our lives. A dog that gets us, and who needs us, almost as much as we need them. It's nice to think that life could hold more dog stories, as yet untold, for us. Until then, I'm delighted to have the memories of two very good dogs, Dylan and Molly, shared in this book. Chicken Soup for the Soul, Lessons Learned from My Dog. I hope you read it, and I hope it makes you feel good. Thanks for listening to this episode of Here's a Thought with Jan M. Flynn. If you enjoy these quick, quirky recesses for your brain, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts, and please share the show with your friends. And if you'll take a moment to leave a review or a star rating, that really helps spread the word. And remember, I'm always interested in hearing from you, so please reach out to me. You'll find links to do that in the show notes. For now, may whatever animals you share your life with bring you joy. May all the dogs in your world be nice doggies, and may all your thoughts be good ones.